Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you join me today. Today, I had the pleasure of providing the show Tuesday Tip with the Queen of Hearts. This is episode number 29, so it's been 29 weeks of me providing you with a business tip and in the form of an acronym. And today, the word is working. It'll be a really short tip today because I just wanted to get back to work, actually. So the word is working. The W stands for work. And I want to encourage you, if you need to break down your task into little bitty, itty-bitty bite-sized pieces, do that. Just get to work and make some things happen for your life. The O is for outcome. And what I want you to do is have an outcome that you're seeking, that you're wanting to reach every day of your life. Make sure you know what the outcome is, because many times we can continue to work on something if we know that the outcome is coming. So I just want you to have an outcome. The R is for reinvent. I want you to reinvent your life. Just reinvent yourself. It's so important that you just take the time to reinvent yourself and know that, okay, I can do this. This is what I'm up against the wall for. So I need to change some things. I need to reinvent myself. The K is for knowledge. Get the needed knowledge. Oh, my goodness, that's so important. When you know that you're going after a goal or anything like that, you need knowledge. You need to go and get the knowledge that you need. So it's so important that you do that and that you're able to just really, you know, be so clear about what you want and how you want things to happen. So definitely get the knowledge that you need. I is for invite. Invite others into your life. Invite others in to, number one, help you. And number two, really benefit from what you have going on. I know many times people think, oh, my goodness, I think that I can do everything alone. I know that it is a challenge to try to do everything by yourself, especially if you're running a small business or whatnot and you need assistance in every area. I am just so clear about what I have to do, and I just make sure that I just get the knowledge that I needed, just really do what I need to do and really be clear about it. So that's one of the things that I needed to say about knowledge. Knowledge is anywhere, you know. You can get knowledge from TV. You can get knowledge from webinars. Goodness, you can get knowledge anywhere, through books, through other people, through different seminars and conferences. Just make sure that you're getting some knowledge, however you choose to get it. Okay, the I is for invite, and it's so important that we already talked about inviting others to your life, and just really invite them to see what's going on, how they can benefit, and how you can benefit. The N is for newsworthy. I believe that our life should always be newsworthy. I believe that our business always has something newsworthy to offer to others. So look for the things that are newsworthy. You really can be surprised with everything that you have going on. And the G stands for grow. It's so important that you grow. And whether that's personally, professionally, you know, your business or yourself, things can be made better when you grow personally. It's so important that you do that. Many times people don't realize that this growth is such a godsend. You've really got to do what you've got to do in order to grow and to just do. You know, make sure that you're always, school is never out for the pro. So you've always got to be increasing your knowledge, doing what you need to do, just being that person that can really, you know, take things and grow and really apply things that you've learned. I will tell you that I've been to so many conferences and I've done so many things, and I just know that I am in a situation where growth has just always been something that I've desired. But here's the thing about growth. You can grow so much that you have so much knowledge that it can really overwhelm you in terms of, I want you to have that growth in your life, but I also want you to apply that growth. Because that knowledge and growth that you've experienced, it means nothing if you can't apply it. So that is my message today. I wanted to have the acronym WORKING. The W stands for work. The O stands for the O stands for outcome. The R stands for reinvent. The K stands for knowledge. The I stands for invite. The N stands for newsworthy. And the G stands for grow. I hope you will take this information and really learn from it and do what you need to do in your own business for it. This has been Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, with the Tuesday Tip. Acronym was growing today. So I hope that you really take this information and do some growing. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.